I'm delighted to welcome to the Nature Connection show today a lovely, lovely lady called Jeanette Amley to the Nature Connection show. Now, Jeanette is a highly experienced energetic empath whose journey has connected her very deeply to embodying soul transformation, not just for herself, but for others as well. Jeanette has been a real inspiration to me over the last few years. So I'm really happy to welcome you to the show, Jeanette.
Thank you, Sarah. It's really wonderful to be here and to connect with you in this way.
It is, isn't it? I think we're going to have fun and talk about what connects us both through nature, and but also through what we do over the next 30 minutes or so. So tell us a little bit about what you do. For example, what's an energetic empath? Tell us a little bit about what you mean, or what flows through you through those words.
Well, it's interesting because that combination of words is actually fairly new to me. It came to me while I was out in nature, in this amazing sacred valley in southern Colorado that I've been in for a while now. And just really asking the question to myself and to my soul of what is the clearest form of my calling in this world, and realizing that through the process of the last 8 years of my own pretty radical energetic transformation, with a lot of huge energetic shifts in my body, my heart, my mind, that were helping me to open to a deeper truth that my soul knew, but that my conditioned mind and my body was hesitant to really honor. And realizing that during this process, I really developed the ability to energetically connect with the people that I work with, as well as with nature, with pretty much any environment. So it isn't really so much my mental ability to tell what someone is thinking or what they did do or what they should do. It's the ability for my nervous system to empathically align with someone else's nervous system and really have a depth of understanding come through both of us as to how the situation can be benefited to the greatest degree. And so that feels like the clearest way to define my connection and my calling with people and with nature and with the earth.
It's interesting, isn't it, how as we make our own journeys and our own self-development in all the ways that we need to, that, and it's exactly how it should be, we actually begin to create our own unique terminology around what we have to offer. That's certainly what it feels like that you're describing.
Yeah, I would say that.
We don't actually need to fit ourselves into a specific box of this is what I am. We can actually just tune in and say, okay, this is what I do. This is what I offer. This is what I'm good at.
Yeah, if somebody would have told me, you know, 10 or 20 years ago that I'd turn into a somatic Richter scale where I could feel energy wherever I went and that I'd be an energetic empath with people, I certainly wouldn't have had any idea what they were talking about.
So it's interesting you using those words and describing it in that way, because I also know, and you've referred to it a little bit in what you were saying through your own transformation in the last years, which has been quite profound for you. Do you think your own levels of sensitivities were part of what you experienced there?
Definitely, Sarah. And I think we've connected about this, and I've connected with so many other people through this amazing etheric medium of social media, that I think so much what's happened during our generation, our cycle of people is that of humanity, is that there's many people who were born into this world with heightened sensitivities and really had no way to understand those and no way for the world to really support and nurture those. And not through any malice of anyone, really. Most of the time, you know, I had very loving parents and a lot of really wonderful experiences as I was young, but through public school and a variety of other experiences, I know I learned to simply shut down my sensitivity. And so I begin to really sense that the people who have the most tumultuous kind of transformations of opening up again later in life, often had a great deal of conditioned repression early in their life. So oftentimes it's not even that we're gaining a new level of heightened sensitivity, but it's really that we're finally allowing our natural perceptive sensitivity to arise again. And that can be very shattering to our ego and our mind and all the beliefs that we have. And so that's where this sense of helping each other to support that transition, I think, is really important during this time.
Yeah. And really just reflecting back to people, because I think when we share our own experiences is the way that you have done and are doing now, it really helps others who are in that space to just waken a little bit to what is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
To get the light at the end of their tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, because during my process, I was pretty fortunate when the dam busted and things really started shaking loose, that I was in what I call on planet Santa Fe. And as opposed to being raised in the Midwest, where I had a lot of conventional influences around me, I really had a lot of amazing beings around me who were really willing to help me see this as a transformational experience instead of pathologizing it, you know, and trying to look at how, treating symptoms and going in a much more conventional route that I think is really important for other people to see and hear and be validated in, so that they don't really, they don't judge it as this bad, horrible experience when basically the structure of their world, their body, their mind, their emotions really kind of starts to crack and crumble. And that the less we can resist the process, generally, the more easily it can flow. And I say that not from the point of somebody who had a really easy fluid process. I pretty much know what it's like to kind of do the multiple dark nights of the soul journey and really wonder how I can break that cycle. And it's interesting because our connection today really is so much about nature, and nature is really the thing that helped me throughout my process more than anything else. And my ability to intuitively connect with the elements of nature and know which element my soma, psyche, soul needed to support the process at the time. And so that's really one of the ways I really want to help offer that to other people to support their process so that it can potentially be more fluid.
So I'd love to talk to you more about the elements that you're talking about there. But before we go there, just so that everybody really understands your soma, psyche, soul energy, and because you actually have a website called Soma, Psyche, Soul, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's sort of one of the labels and inverted commas that you use to describe what you do. Could you explain to us what soma, psyche, soul means?
Well, soma is really the perceived experience of the body. You could say it's pertaining to the body and experienced and regulated from within. So it's the enlivened body and our experience of it. The psyche is the conscious and unconscious personality, our thoughts and our feelings. And the soul is the incorporeal essence of a person. And really, it's how do all of these support each other in creating a whole being that is alive and filled with the natural essence that we come into the earth plane with. And so that's really, it's there's something about a triunity, you know, a sense of these three aspects that really merge together to create the wholeness of who we are.
So are you starting now to explore how the elements of nature support these different aspects of us? That's what you were saying before, I think.
Yes, well, it's interesting because I've done that for a long time. Part of my training, even though I have a master's in transformational counseling that deals a great deal with the psyche aspect of it, my own personal transformation was so physically rocky, I actually had to leave that program and I needed to go to another program, and I studied something called somatic polarity. And it's really working very much with the nervous system and the body and the energies and how we hold and repress energetic beliefs within the physical form. And that particular program is really profound in its ability to connect us to the elements of nature and how they connect to our body and emotions and our mind. And it was at that time that I began to very consciously go out into nature and be drawn to sit by a babbling brook if there were deep heartfelt emotions that had to be opened and released, because the element of water would really help to facilitate that. And most of the time when people are going through radical transformation, they have a very difficult time grounding their energy and staying in their body. Because when we feel threatened or traumatized in any way, excuse me, present or past, our mind doesn't really make the distinction between the two. Our energetic body tends to shoot up out of our physical body, and what trauma therapy would call dissociation. So the earth element, and especially what I've been doing lately of being out among these volcanic stones that are these huge boulders strewn across these rolling hills, that those boulders, that earth energy, along with the fire from the earth that catalyzed their creation, is really beneficial in dealing with heightened states of transformation where you really need to have that support that helps you ground down in your body. So those are just some examples of how really working with the elements to support people's process. And the more you can do it visually, you can do it by just imagining it, but boy, there is nothing better than encouraging people to get out into nature and really experience the way those elements that are created by the divine universe can support all of our process of transformation.
Yeah, it's beautifully put. Yes, I'm certainly, from the work that I do, I have been told and know and feel deeply inside me that the nature beings already know how to live in this five-dimensional world that we're entering into. So if we want to know how to navigate into these new territories that we all know, or certainly people listening to the show will know what we're talking about, then the energy beings, the nature kingdom, is certainly a place when we go to them, we automatically shift our inner compass.
It's interesting. So this is an example, I think, of what my soul is calling me to do. So as I hear you speaking about the nature beings, I experienced a total flush of the most beautiful energy through my body, through my whole body. And that is that ability for our nervous system to be the conduit for our soul, for it to be the communication line between the physical world and the spiritual world. And as we drop deeper into it, we can use it as a way to begin to really hear, see, feel, sense, and experience that deeper truth that comes to us through the sense world. So you're just speaking about, you know, the nature beings, really brought them through my whole soma, psyche, soul, and made that deeper connection that I needed.
And yeah, so it's another wonderful example, really, of how I think we do. If we can go into nature, then it's probably the greatest thing we can do. But if we can't, and for many of us, it's difficult if we live in built-up areas, or physically can't for whatever reason, then it's perfectly possible to draw in that energy through listening to people talking about it, to listening to music, as you said, visuals.
And also it's possible to get talismans from nature. And that's something I've worked with over time. Especially more in the past. Now I'm surrounded by really pristine wilderness, so I don't feel the need so much. But there have been times when I haven't. And so to have a special stone that really you can hold, that you can really have if you need that element of earth to help support you. And likewise, one can have things like a feather, incense, to represent the element of air, if one needs that clearing, kind of that fresh breeze that comes through the organism, and especially the intellectual aspect that can get very staticky and make it difficult for us to really perceive on this larger oneness ability. Obviously, a candle is very useful in bringing in the fire element, and a fountain, a bowl of water, literally bringing fresh water from a spring or a lake or someplace like that, that you can put in a container. It carries a different energetic signature than what we pour from the tap. You know, we know that through Masaru Emoto, through his work with water. So there's ways to do that as well, in case, because sometimes when people are going through a radical shift, they do tend to imagine a lot in their mind, and it can be harder to bring it into their body and then into their daily physical world. And that's where I think sometimes having these tangible representations of these elements can really benefit us. I don't think we need them forever so much. I think oftentimes they're a transitional device that kind of helps us while we're shifting and we're a little more insecure in our stability within this greater reality.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And within the work that you do, do you also connect in with the animal kingdom? Because I know you have a big connection to animals.
You know, it's interesting, Sarah, because in the last month, especially since I've been spending time in this Sacred Valley, the San Luis Valley in Southern Colorado, it's profoundly unique in its geological kind of characteristics and how diverse it is. But as I've been dropping in deeper and opening up more, because I'm in a place that really feels supportive of that, oh my goodness, the nature kingdom has been everywhere, especially birds, but coyotes and lizards and insects and really they're medicine, you know, and the gifts that they offer have been so much more heightened and present right now. And I think that's true in all of our lives, that the more we can find some time, quiet time, to drop into that still area, whether it's in nature or not, we give the universe greater permission to begin to orchestrate the divine synchronicities that come into our lives. And so, so then we begin to experience a heightened level of those kinds of signs and signals from nature and the animal kingdom and from, you know, the flowers and the nature spirits, and all of those aspects become much more prevalent in our awareness, and then we draw more of them into our lives. So, yeah, that's been really powerful for me now, and I am deeply blessed to have a canine companion that is some mixture of husky, who has a very wild nature. And so she gets me out into nature a lot, but she's also very empathic. She's a very empathic being, and her nervous system takes on a lot of the work and energy of other people's as well. And so that's a continual blessing for me as well.
Yes, it's lovely, isn't it, when we can see our pets for who they are, you know, see them as souls, and, you know, soul to soul, which is what the work that you do.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about the work that you do with soul transformation. I know we've been talking about it anyway, just because it's who you are and what you do. One of the things that I really love about your website is one of the expressions that you use there, which is, soul seeing soul is one of the most profound and beneficial things we can do for each other. So those words touch me deeply, even as I read them out there. So maybe you could talk to us a little bit about how it feels and what happens when a soul sees a soul, how when we work together on that level.
Yeah, it's been an amazing process, especially in the last 10 years, even though the curriculum of my soul, as you would call it, you know, has been in play definitely for decades, but the last 10 years has been really profoundly connected to this path of healing arts more than visual arts, which has been the bulk of my focus before then. But I think of he was a famous Japanese potter, Shoji Hamada-san, who definitely influenced deeply my early creative work, who said, you need to spend the first 20 years learning all of the rules, and then you need to spend the next 20 years breaking the rules. And I think we're in an accelerated time, so most people don't do it for 20 years anymore. Maybe it's for 10 years or 2 years, but soul seeing soul has really emerged as my soul and my spirit and my divine guidance has called me to, after years and years of using many modalities and many tools and techniques that are really very brilliant to help assist people in moving this, I hesitate to say stuck energy. I would just say moving energy through the constrictions that we tend to have in the organism as a result of our conditioning and our traumatic and fearful experiences. But my soul has really called me to let go of those tools and techniques more and more and more. And more often than not now, it's really the ability to honor that very basic and most divine invitation from Jesus Christ of when two or more are gathered in his name. And I would say are gathered with divine intention for really love and healing and the highest benefit of all beings. That when we join our soul awareness together in that way, we will both be guided very clearly. And if there's tools that needed to be used, you know, and techniques and processes, those will come in. But more than anything else, it's that in the midst of our most profound and sometimes tumultuous transformations, for us to be seen and recognized for the divine being that we are, helps to give permission for the rest of the organism to relax into that and to really allow that to come forth in the way that's uniquely designed for each incarnated being on this planet. And that has turned into the greatest gift that I could ever receive, as well as give through me to any other souls who are in this process of transformation.
Yes, and it's again, it just echoes back to me that the gift, as you were talking about, of actually connecting out to the different elements of nature, to the nature kingdom in general, because they are always in that space of being uniquely themselves.
Yes. And that ability to teach us, to mirror back to us our natural self, that we can rest in that. There is something deeply, innately, intuitively natural and comfortable and beautiful and alive and awake within each of us. And it's really just that we've had many experiences that have conditioned us out of that natural resonance. And those needed to happen too. It has something to do with the evolution of the species and the evolution of consciousness through human form. And so there's no reason to judge the experiences we've had as being bad or wrong or whatever. They are part of that unique process as well. But yes, for us to be able to really allow the natural world to mirror back to us that which we know is deeply true within us is the divine gift that's been given to us.
Isn't it? Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so before we hear how everybody can get hold of you and hear all about the specific ways that you offer what you do, could you If you had, this is always such a difficult question, I know when somebody asks me this, but if you had one, let's say, top tip for one, using a very modern word here, for anybody listening right now who really, really resonates with what you're saying and would really like to get in touch with the message of their soul, not quite sure what the first step might be, what could you offer as a possible step forward, a first step?
Well, all I can do is trust the guidance that comes through me, Sarah. And as you were formulating your words, all I could see was bare feet standing on the ground. And really, during the most heightened period of my own transformation, I literally went walking barefoot on the earth for an entire year, probably 5 to 6 days a week, I did. It was the most physical, tangible way to begin to really connect with that sense of allowing our divine essence to really fully embody our body and bring it all the way through us and down into the ground. I know it sounds really simple. A lot of people have really, probably done visual meditations and all kinds of things that are far more profound than this. But all I can do is really trust what comes through me. And oftentimes, when I am with clients and working with people, what I will do more than anything else is I will use my body, I will use my spine, I will use my feet, I will use every aspect of my physical being to be a hollow bone, to be a conduit for that divine energy that's connected with form, and I will hold their feet. I will simply grab their feet. And it's amazing how much that can do. And to help somebody when they're in the midst of the uncertainty, I would say, about the process, because it is this divine combination of how does spirit once again become fully at ease in form. And the earth is our greatest tool that we've been given to do that. And even if it's, concrete isn't the best thing in the world, but honest to God, if it's going outside, taking off your shoes, taking off your socks, and standing on the concrete, standing on the dirt, standing on a flagstone, maybe you don't have nature around, but find a spot in the sun where you can sit on the stoop in the sun and put your feet in the grass. So that's the first
No,
little tip that came through me right
perfect. It
now.
was actually that kind of thing that was wanting to be something was wanting me to ask you to give a really practical tip. So yeah, that's great. So brilliant. Yes, very, very important. So important to feel our feet and to connect them to nature. So the other thing that I would really, really encourage everybody to do if they're looking for self soul transformation, and who isn't right now, is to find out more about what you do, Jeanette. So would you like to tell everybody how they can find out more about you?
The website that I have that really is for that purpose is by the same name. It's www.somapsychesoul.com. And Soma is SOMA. And as I said, that's really representing the felt sense of the body. And psyche is PSYCHE. And that's really representing the mind and the emotions. And soul is our incorporeal essence. And I would also offer as a place where somebody could begin is that there is a free by donation 4-week online course that is offered on the website called Neurosomatic Training. And it is one of the first ways that somebody can use, well, or if somebody's been on the journey for a while, it might be useful as well, because it's really about embodying this soul transformation and letting, because we can do a lot on the mental imaginary plane, but we are in a form for a reason. And so we really, this honors that spirit moves through form, and it will give writings that tell you about how your nervous system works, how the parasympathetic nervous system, how the sympathetic nervous system, the social nervous system, how these aspects work in a physical, neurological way that can help appease the mind when you get some kind of crazy symptomatology going on. And then it also offers a little YouTube video with an exercise, a very practical exercise. It's a simple, repetitive sort of exercise that helps move this old energy through the body. And then lastly, each one has an audio track meditation that you can listen to that really helps invite spirit back into form and that present awareness. So that would be a great way for people to kind of explore this further as well. And then likely on there, one can reach me through my contact information, which is somapsychesoul@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Yeah, and I love your website, Jeanette. It's so, so informative. It's got so much information on it. So I really encourage people to go and have a look. And your course sounds amazing. Really.
Thank you. Well, it's something I worked on for quite a while. And if somebody visits it, they'll see me going through a process of transformation. And part of it is you'll actually see me moving from my first given name, which is Lynn, to my second given name, which is Jeanette, which is what I use now. So at a certain point, I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't do it until I retape all of those videos. And then part of me said, well, no, they really actually are an example of moving through this process of transformation that helps us come into touch with the true authenticity of our deeper being. So at any rate,
what's really lovely, what I'd just like to say, because it's coming, reminding me, listening to you right now, I've experienced some of your videos, and everything you do and offer out there is so very practical. It's really, really things that we can do right now.
And of course, all of us tend to be called to offer into the world that which we most needed in our own process. And I needed a lot of practical tips during my own process. And so I really am not hesitant to try and offer that back to other people in the world. And I guess I can also say that I have a Soma Psyche Soul Facebook page as well. So that's a place people can connect more.
And you offer people consultations as well, I know.
Yes, and I do a lot of that via Skype. I find it very interesting to be able to see people visually. That assists me in that empathic, energetic capacity to really track what's going on in their nervous systems. But it is also possible for us to do connect by phone as well. And I certainly would love it if the universe opened up the possibility for me to do more in-person work, especially with small intimate groups, with this sense of transformation and moving it through the nervous system and the body as we connect with nature. And especially I've connected recently with a retired archaeologist for the Forest Service down in the Sacred Valley, and he's familiar with all of the sacred sites down here, and I'm getting shivers just talking about it. And today, later on today, he's going to take me out to another place that I haven't been to before called Natural Arch. And this valley was very profoundly sacred for a variety of Native American indigenous tribes. They didn't live here, but they came here for hunting and also for vision quests, for sacred ceremony. So there's a lot of petroglyphs and things in this valley that is very profoundly beneficial. So if anyone's in the Southern San Luis Valley of Colorado, I'm available in person, and perhaps before too long there will be gatherings that would allow people to participate as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much from heart and that of the Nature Kingdom for sharing all of you today in such a beautiful way.
Well, it's been a brilliant opportunity to be here, Sarah, and you know I love connecting with you anytime and any way I can. So, and I'm really excited about this way that you're sharing with the world. It just feels like it's so very aligned with all of the generous offerings of the Nature Kingdom that you've already been doing for so long. So thanks for bringing me and the natural elements into your program today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.